You're listening to SBS News.
Tasneem Chopra is an author, an Order of Australia recipient, and an advocate for multiculturalism. And she has first-hand experience of being singled out for her race and religion.
I was dealing, in fact, with a photographer for a news report that I had been interviewed for. She actually put a camera down and asked me to lift the scarf that I had around my neck over my face to reveal just my eyes for the photograph. And I remember being stunned in the moment, thinking, why would I do that?
She's a Muslim woman in the professional world, but even in the workplace, she believes stereotypes still prevail.
There are times when I'll be in a cohort of colleagues, and whenever a question relating to otherness comes around, the heads will all pivot towards me, as if somehow I'm the ambassador for all things that are, you know, non-Anglo.
I feel like...
like you're different.
Maybe they meant well.
I can't believe I don't feel safe in my home.
The diversity consultant is among several influential Australians taking part in a new campaign hoping to put an end to systemic racism. Race Discrimination Commissioner Chin Tan explains what systemic racism means.
Systemic racism is the existence of racism within the cultures and the policies and the practices and within the rules of our political and social institutions, which maintain, reinforces, and perpetuates social and racial injustice and racial inequalities.
The campaign, launched by the Australian Human Rights Commission, is targeting a particular group.
It's a call to all Australians who do not have lived experience of racism to be aware of racism in all its manifestations and all its forms, and to be able to play a meaningful and effective role in supporting all communities, because racism affects us all, to address racism properly.
Aboriginal mum and model Kayani Lamb has also experienced racist attitudes.
Quite often I was met with, oh my goodness, it's so good to see an Aboriginal person doing something with their life. It's like a back-ended compliment. You definitely feel alienated. I feel like I need to be cautious. I need to think about my movements. So I feel like I'm on edge in regards to what image am I projecting to the wider community.
The campaign is also rolling out a website. It's called Racism, It Stops With Me, and it shares the stories of all the ambassadors involved in the campaign. It's hoped it will spark greater recognition, acknowledgement and action from those who've never experienced racism themselves.
No matter how challenging the conversation, we need to talk about racism and the causes of inequality. By taking a stand against racism, we can build a fair and equal society for all.
Massilia Eiley, SBS News.